least. I mean, maybe.
I mean, that's a really good runner at third going on contact. So that's about as good a play as I've seen him make since he's been here. I mean, to dive like that and get up, have to throw it off balance on the money like that. No legs underneath him. Game winner.
Can it kind of be a shift in momentum there?
You know, it seemed like there were a bunch of them today. You know, we get off to a 2-0 lead, and it seems like we give them a freebie, and Perez hits a homer, and now it's a 2-2 game that we felt like we were in charge of. And then we had the, you know, we couldn't get some guys in, and it just felt like one of those days that were, felt early like it was going our way, and then it wasn't, and then certainly that play was the biggest momentum shift to the game.
You were encouraged by what you saw from Mania today?
Yeah, I thought he threw great today. I mean, that's the best we've seen him throw in a while. I mean, it's not always about the velo, but it's about the location and the life on his that he has on all his pitches. And, you know, you were seeing some 92, 93s today. You were seeing some sliders at a little higher velocity, change-ups a little higher velocity. That's as good as we've seen him in a while.
After it seemed like it was tough for you guys to get guys in, runs in scoring position, Chapman to get that big hit there.
Yeah, that's what it's a funny game. Feels good and then it feels bad, and next thing you know it's good again. So that's why you play all 27, and that's why you keep grinding on it. And now they're in a position too, and last thing with Gordon hit, that they can tie it off a guy who's been, you know, basically spotless. It ended up being about as tight a game as you can get with a lot of changes.
You saw the Piscotty's dad actually came out there with the grounds crew in the middle of the game. Did you see that at all or no?
I did not.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Okay. You'd be surprised at how little. And the other day, they did the Trinan thing on the scoreboard. You know, when he comes in, and I said, that's new. And they went, no, I've been doing that for a while. So I tend to miss stuff.
Anything else, guys?
No. On a day when Chris Davis is struggling and then Olsen also strikes out there, does Chapman homering kind of showcase that those two aren't the only guys that you rely on for them?
Yeah, you know, Chapman will show it in different ways too, but, you know, we saw his first or second game in the big leagues, he's got a little bit of a flair for the dramatic, had a double down the line. I think it was his first game. So, you know, the defense, I don't know how many runs he saved. You know, he made the one error, but throwing it, but, you know, made three or four other plays, or at least two or three other plays that guys are going to be in scoring position. So, you know, it's similar to an RBI when you save a run defensively, and then, you know, the home run, you ease up just for a second after Davis and Olsen, and he can bite you like he did.
You brought the Chapman error. Is that an error that only a good defensive player makes? I mean,
yeah, nobody else probably even tries to get the throw off. But the fact that he's so quick to his feet and has such a strong throwing arm, you know, he gets an error for it. And he'll get some errors over the course of his career because of that. And lesser defenders aren't even throwing it.
Good.